People from Ponderay County and adjoining Bonner County in Idaho nearly filled the gym at Newport High School. Many had heard second or third hand about the new smelter that High Test Sands wants to build, but they hadn't had a chance to hear from company officials themselves. President Jason Timko said the new facility would turn rock mined at the company's facility near Golden, British Columbia, into silicon metal. The smelter would eventually employ up to 150 people, about 90% local. That's a pretty big deal in a rural county like this. When time came for audience questions, Rick Kramer from Sagal, Idaho, asked why the company didn't just build the plant in Canada. Timko cited a variety of factors, including the opportunity to make a big splash in a small community.
When we're in Canada, some of the other locations, we're a small fry. We do not add as much benefit to the community. Here, we have great power rates as well, and we're a phenomenal power consumer, and we found a utility that is good to work with.
Residents asked about that, wondering whether the company's power needs would supersede theirs. A few complained their property values would go down. Others worried about noise and light coming from the facility. A few Idaho residents noted their homes would be downwind from the facility just on the Washington side of the border. They pressed Tim Thompson from High Test as to whether the company would also hold public meetings like this one in Idaho. He said this is just the beginning of the regulatory process.
There are three things I can guarantee you tonight in regards to that. One, we're open to doing additional public meetings outside of the regulatory process with you. Second, we would be glad to meet with people in smaller groups, if that's what you choose to do, where we can have more time to get into all the technical and engineering issues. I take very seriously the gentleman's concern about property values, your concern as a neighbor. And the third thing I can guarantee you is we will listen.
High Test hasn't yet begun applying for permits, but that's not far off. I'm Doug Nadvornik in Newport.